Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Who's your favorite rock star?
You're Prince. Morris. Bruce.
Prince.
Bruce.
Bruce Levine.
Just had a text from Bruce Levine.
Hi, Bruce.
Noted baseball aficionado, been around town for a long time.
Score Baseball Insider.
Bruce, I really do appreciate the way you communicate up front, transparent, direct, and you've been doing it for years. Happy to come on your show anytime. It doesn't matter if you're in Chicago or New York or L.A. or whatever. Like, I enjoy talking to you, and Matt, it was good to talk to you today.
Thanks, Kate.
Covering the Cubs and White Sox for more than 30 years.
Good ballplayers come in all shapes and sizes in baseball, right? Your shape and size hasn't been all that popular these days, but it's pretty effective.
What are you saying, Bruce?
Exactly what I said, yeah.
I like my shape.
Bruce Levine with Spiegel and Holmes.
You guys know this because you have people like myself.
On 670 The Score.
We're going to talk with Bruce momentarily. He's going to join us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. We should remind you, by the way, our own Chris Tannehill is going to be hanging out with Dave Wansta live at Four Winds Casino in New Buffalo, Michigan for the Four Winds Football Forecast this Sunday, October 12th. The event is free to the public and starts at 5:30 Eastern, 4:30 Central. That's important because there is a time change when you get into Berrien County, Michigan. Wani will be giving an early season review and forecast the rest of the season. Plus, you can get an autograph and photo with Coach Wansta before the Sunday night game. That's Sunday at Four Winds Casino in New Buffalo, Michigan.
That is outstanding. Wani and Tanny together. Tonight, by the way, if you're headed or you'd like to be headed to Game 3 on Wednesday, you could win a pair of tickets to Cubs Brewers if you stop by Dad's Place at 3369 North Clark in Chicago from 5 to 6:30 tonight and meet Mark Grody to register for your chance to win tickets to Game 3 of the NLDS at Wrigley Field. And after that, you can stop by Sluggers in Wrigleyville from 7 to 8 as our guy Gabe Ramirez will be there to register for your chance to win tickets for Game 3. Tickets are courtesy of The Score and Budweiser. This Bud's for you. But Game 2 coming up tonight, 7:30 pregame first pitch at 8:08.
Okay, let's go out to Milwaukee and let's check in with Bruce Levine. Hey, Bruce, thanks for joining us. We've been talking about Craig Counsell's lineup car. That's an interesting choice with Justin Turner at the top.
Yeah, it is. I mean, again, he's hit left-handers. He's looking for offense. We saw the three home runs didn't really amount to much against Milwaukee on Saturday, right? So, solo homers, they don't look so great when you're down nine runs. So I understand it. Is it desperate? You guys have to answer that question. I don't know how desperate it is. I will tell you that the interesting thing about Pat Murphy today is that he's using an opener in Ashby, and he said it might be one inning. It might be two innings. It might be three innings. So with that in mind, you see two managers that really want to throw left-handed pitchers against the other team.
Yeah, it's interesting stuff, Bruce. It's kind of rolling around in my head a lot over the past 20 minutes. I don't know if it's desperate. It's definitely reactionary, but it might end up being smart. But I also don't want to think about it just based on what Turner's result is going to be there in the first inning. If we're just thinking about process, what you just said is key, that you don't know when the Michael Bush at bat is going to come. And, I guess what we have to take away from this is that Craig still doesn't trust Michael Bush against lefties. He's got two hits in the postseason against lefties. Bush has had a great year, but Craig still doesn't want to give him a shot against a lefty over Turner.
Yeah, you know, it's a really tough choice. And then, at third base, you don't want to play him at third, right? So that's an interesting aspect to it as well. You know, the idea that this team is built on defense and pitching, and he doesn't want to give that up in these games either.
Boy, it's fascinating. What you just said, there's no guarantee that Quinn Priester is coming in as the bulk guy in inning two or even inning three or necessarily even inning four. They don't necessarily even have to use Priester tonight.
Exactly, Matt. And you know, when you look at it, they got a guy by the name of Jose Quintana. And if he wants to if he's got a lead and he's feeling good about things, he might go to Quintana early and maybe try to get 12 outs from Quintana. So, again, we might not see Priester at all. We don't know how the magic of Murphy's going to work tonight. But it is fascinating stuff. And as baseball fans like you guys are, it's fun to try to think along with these guys.
Yeah, I wonder if it's overthinking it instead of just rolling your lineup out there as is. But we'll find out later on tonight.
Be fun tomorrow, right, Lawrence?
Oh, there's no doubt. and trust me, people are already weighing in on it when they heard us. Well, we couldn't believe it. But we'll see. Maybe it works and maybe it's fine. What went into Imanaga being the choice for this game?
He's been your best pitcher, just like Boyd was being one of your best pitchers. Now, that said, this version of those guys is not great. So, how pragmatic do you want to be about it? We have to lose honestly. Lose honestly meaning use our best pitchers who've been our best pitchers. But if they're not your best pitchers now, do you go a different direction? Instead, Council will look at them as out-getters just like he does his bullpen. So what do you guys imagine? Is it 12 outs? Is it 15 outs at the best for Shota? If he gets 15 outs, that probably means the Cubs are ahead and they're probably in a position to win the game.
Well, but there's no Tatis and Machado on this team. The ones who kill lefties, Churio does, and he's healthy and leading off, which is bad news for the Cubs.
Not necessarily healthy, but leading off for sure.
He's playing left field and leading off. And Andrew Vaughn kills lefties on this team. But I don't know. I mean, maybe Council will manage in fear of those matchups the second or third time through. I still feel like they need length at some point, Bruce. I don't know when it comes. Maybe it's Tyone on Wednesday, but they got to win tonight. If they're going to need length from a starter at some point in this series.
Yeah, I mean, again, Ray, you know, the advantage they have in the first three games, both managers, is the day off the next day, right? So he has this fresh, you know, both teams have fresh bullpens, but it really works to the Cubs' advantage because if he wants to stay left-handed after Shota, he can, right? So he can go straight to Pomerantz. He can go after that. He can go to Thielbar. So he can actually get through maybe six innings with strictly left-handers that he wants to throw against Milwaukee.
Andrew Vaughn, by the way, against lefties, 313, 389, 470. He's an 859 OPS player against left-handed pitching.
Yeah, I mean, he's just been crushing it. All right, Bruce, I got to say, the more this is rolling around my head, as a manager and what Council has built his name on is being consistent, you know? Like not showing the players that he's panicking or that he's freaking out. is this showing that, or are you showing that you're going to do what you do and play matchups the way you have with Bush and Turner for a large part of the year? I guess if you're a player and you look up, what are you thinking when you see this move?
I'm thinking we haven't been a very good offense, and we have to do better, and that's why the manager's doing it. Because if you look at the team, maybe from late August on, wasn't a really good offensive team, right? I mean, they struggled, and a lot of it had to do with the left-handed hitters. Pete Crow Armstrong not hitting from the All-Star game on. The troubles that you had with Kyle Tucker and his injuries and his lack of performance. The up-and-down year that Ian Happ had, and it was mostly up in the last 5 or 6 weeks of the season. So the inconsistency of the team to produce anything but home runs and then having to win 2-1, 3-2, 4-3 really put a lot of stress on their team. Look, from June 1st on, I think they only played 7 games over 500 the rest of the year. So often, you know, the bullpen's been was fantastic. Starting pitching was good. The offense was really not very consistent, and that's why you'll see this. And this is my long Chet Kopech answer to you, Matt. That is, he's left with a little choice. He needs to produce some runs in a different fashion other than hoping for a home run.
So Bruce, what was the reaction like from these guys after Saturday? Like, a game that felt like it was over almost immediately after it started?
Extreme depression, and also can't wait from the comments that, you know, we talked to everybody, can't wait to get to game two, right? So, you know, again, the mentality is stay strong. We've been through tough times before. We'll get to game two. We're going to win that. It's a resilient team. It really is. As much as people, you know, always talk about Milwaukee and how they get the most out of the less talent and they're resilient. The Cubs are a very resilient team. And there's a lot of ways that they can beat you, and hopefully they're going to find some of that magic over the next 3 games.
You're right, Bruce. And I've been feeling like they're going to take this game tonight. And I know we're all focused on the Turner thing because it's jarring, but it would be more like them during the course of the year, the season and the postseason, to actually take this game tonight. But now that I'm sitting here looking at the lineup, and I'm imagining Pat Murphy never giving Craig a chance to use Bush as a pinch hitter.
Yep.
Because where could he use him? Like, he could make sure he's got a lefty, because he could let a lefty pitch to Matt Shaw. Right. He could let a lefty pitch to Justin Turner every single time.
And where is the power from? Add on to that. Where is the power from for the Cubs? It's from the left side, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So you're negating that with left-handers. You hope you are. Now, that doesn't mean they can't do it. And with Happ, you know, he's a better contact hitter from the right side, usually has more power left-handed. So these are the things that go into the equation of the chess match between Murphy and Counsell. Yeah. It's going to be fascinating to watch.
And with the three batter rule, like, these managers are looking for pockets where they can bring in the righty or bring in the lefty. You've got Shaw and Turner back to back, you know, at 9-1. I could see Murphy never having a right-handed pitcher for 9-1 during the course of this bullpen game.
Yeah, absolutely not. And again, Murphy was not afraid to allude to that in his pregame session with us in the media. He said, try to get three out of my first pitcher. And someone asked him then about Quintana, and he goes, Quintana's definitely in the mix tonight, okay? He's definitely in the mix. So whether that strategy of saying he is and he isn't, or he really looks at him as maybe 3 innings in the middle there to continue to negate the left-handed hitters on the Cubs, we're going to find out.
Ooh, it is definitely a risky strategy, and it'll be interesting to see how all of this stuff plays out. What are the other things that you think are important if the Cubs are to win game two?
That the solo home run from given up by Imanaga is not acceptable when you're only expected to throw 3 or 4 innings. So to me, that home run is like 2 home runs in postseason. and when you're being used differently. That's how I look at it. You have to make sure they don't homer off of you. Because, look, he's thrown 10 games in a row where he's given up a home run, and he's given up 16 in those 10, right? So normally if he's throwing 6 innings or 7 innings, he's good because he doesn't give up a lot of other hits. Lately, he's been giving up other hits. So, you have to move. Your fastball has to be working in well inside on the right-handed hitters, and then your splitter has to split. It can't be hanging there. This guy can pitch. Let's not forget, he's an accomplished pitcher, and he's going to make the adjustments. Not so sure he's the healthy version of himself that he was before the hamstring.
We were having a discussion with Ron Darling, and Speaks and I have been talking about it all throughout the playoffs, Bruce. The idea of the way that managers manage pitchers in the postseason, because everything is super high leverage, we have seen some starts go deep into games, which is great. I always wonder if, because of the work that goes into putting a plan like that together, if managers are maybe a little too quick on the trigger with a starter when they get in trouble.
Yeah, but, Lawrence, aren't they expected to be now? I mean, isn't that the NFL version of Major League Baseball playoffs, that you must win that game? And if you don't do it and you don't show, that you're thinking along the lines of metrics and figuring every metric out you can use to win a game, you're not the manager for that team any longer. Isn't there that pressure on the manager right now to respond to all the metrics that they have available?
It would seem so. I mean, from the way that people are mostly managing playoff games, it would definitely seem so.
You know, I thought it was interesting, Bruce, that Craig Counsell in his post game on Saturday said, I liked Matthew Bush for this start. The whole organization liked Matthew Bush, Matthew Boyd. For this start. I know, I got Carl Ravitch on the brain. So I told you at the time that I might do that sometimes, and we all do that sometimes. But anyway, the fact that it's the whole organization, Bruce, like, it's a big meeting where they sit around and they talk about this stuff. Like, it's Craig in partnership, isn't it? And I don't know if every organization works this way, but most of them do.
Back to, Matt? Back to Lawrence's point. Too many cooks in the kitchen. Too many minds trying to figure out the decision that the manager should make on his own with his staff. So again, that's old school. You want to use all the information you have. We all agree upon that, but maybe it becomes convoluted after a while. I would just say this. After Boyd pitched and it didn't work out, Counsell said, maybe we should have done something else. That's something that resonated with me as well.
Hmm.
Maybe we should have done something else. And I find that interesting because it's introspective at that point. He's also sending you a message. Maybe there were too many voices. Maybe there were too many decision makers for game one. Maybe it's different in game two. And that's just a guess on my part. I have no knowledge of that. I'm just saying the way that he responded to, maybe we should have done something else, that's not usually what you hear from Craig Counsell.
I have the Brewers lineup now.
Okay, we have the Brewers lineup against the lefty Shota Imanaga.
Churio, Terang, Contreras, Yelich, Vaughn, Frelick, Durbin, Perkins, Ortiz.
I think that's the same lineup.
Yeah.
I think that's the same. That's the same batch.
The thing he told us about Churio is, if there's one iota of him struggling in the outfield or running down the base, he's coming out of the game immediately, he said. So that's an interesting way to look at a guy that had a severe hamstring, was out for almost a month, tweaked it the other day. But again, it's postseason. You want to give him and your team every opportunity to have one of the finer young hitters in the game impact the game. But there is some risk involved.
Bruce, this is the fun stuff. Like, questioning the manager, and in these games that are passionate, and if it comes with wins, it's even more fun. When we got through 2016 with a title, a lot of people felt worse about the manager by the end of that postseason, for whatever reasons.
Yeah. It's Well, we won despite Joe Maddon, right? Wasn't that the rhetoric?
Yeah.
Yeah, we won a World Series, but, you know, his moves didn't really work out, but we won anyway.
Yeah, so you never know.
All you line of beasties out there, I tell you that much.
It's a tough
Bruce, thanks for the report. We appreciate it.
Guys, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Man, this is he took the bait. He took the bait.
He sure did.
And now he's in a battle of wits that could last all night long with a manager who's got a 1-0 lead and a bunch of lefties in his bullpen, and he might never give Craig a chance to use Michael Bush against a righty.
That'll be pretty hilarious tomorrow if that plays out. I hope it doesn't. Right. I hope that everything goes all right and Turner gets on base and you pinch run for him and...
Like if he just says to himself, I'd rather have a lefty face Shaw and Turner every single time than a righty face Michael Bush, and there's no spot, because I don't see another spot where you're pinch hitting Bush and taking out one of those other guys.
Yeah,
you're not going to lose Swanson or Nico or.
It's always on base instead of slug.
Yeah. And maybe it's just one at bat. Maybe we'll see bottom of the first that Bush is out there just to render that moot. And he just will have taken one at bat away from Bush. Maybe that's the best way this can go.
Maybe.
And then you're out of the battle of wits.
It's like, oh, Murph, here's Murph. Yeah, same lineup. Here you go.
Yeah, there you go.
We're not changing anything.
Yeah, we do.
Because of what you do.
We scored 9 runs and we're good.
Yes, yeah, game.
You're giving us another lefty. Okay, cool.
Sounds great.
All right.
We'll just keep on sending out our lineup.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, it's definitely something for all of us to watch tonight, next up, we're going to check in with Jalen Johnson, see how he's doing.
How about it? Our guy, he had surgery and Bears on a bye. We'll check in, see how he's feeling, see what he watched in terms of the football universe yesterday.
That's next here on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
No. Jalen Johnson.
Jalen is a premier player.
Starting cornerback for your Chicago Bears.
Jalen Johnson.
Yeah, he nice too, boy. He nice too.
Oh, yeah.
Two-time Pro Bowl selection.
Picked off by Jalen Johnson. Johnson, untouched.
2023 All-Pro.
Problem was he threw that the one guy you don't want to go attack in man-to-man, Jalen Johnson.
Well, and it's a little bit of the Deion Sanders effect when you're playing opposite of Jalen Johnson.
Takes you inside the locker room after every Bears game.
Goff and third and 10, it's dropped. St. Brown. Johnson may have gotten a piece of it.
Pass breakup from Jalen Johnson, and unfortunately, Jalen is still on the ground.
Yeah, my last understanding was that there was going to be the surgery.
Pretty much next man up. You got to step up. You know, Jalen was a big piece of this defense, and right now we missing that. And for me and all the other guys in the room, all we could do is, you know, pick up the slack and go out there and play our best game to make sure that it ain't no fall off without Jalen being out there.
Geno Smith going to run for it, and he's picked again. Tyreek Stevenson. A mesmerizing play, and that turns the tides in Chicago's favor quickly.
Jalen Johnson with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Our segment with Jalen Johnson is sponsored by Plumbers 911 Plumbing Emergency. Call the plumbing professionals 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. Jalen Johnson joining us on Twitch and YouTube as well. For those of you who'd like to watch the show.
Hey, Jalen, how are you?
I'm good. Good to see you. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, you too, man. Good to see you. How are you feeling? Successful surgery? Give us an update as best you can.
Everything went well. Had the surgery like 2 weeks ago, I want to say. I'm feeling good, moving around a lot better. Just looking forward to making the progress each and every week.
Well, that's cool, because like we didn't know, and I don't know if anybody knows, maybe you know, like in terms of if the plan and the hope is for you to get back this year or get back, sooner rather than later. What do you feel about that?
Yeah, no matter what happens, of course, unless you suffer a very significant injury like Tariq Hill or something, you know, your season's over. But for myself, the biggest thing for me is trying to just get healthy as quick as I can. So, I mean, for me, I'm not putting a timeline on anything. I'm not going to say, oh, yeah, I'll be good in 6 to 8 weeks. I'm not going to say I'll be good in 3 months after the season. I can't tell you that. I just know for me, it's really just going day by day, trying to get my body stronger and then really just kind of stripping everything and trying to see where the issues are, because clearly soft tissue injuries stem from other things a lot of the time. So for me, it's trying to figure out where mine stem from and getting the best help, the best professionals that I can to get
steps. What went into you deciding surgery versus rehab? Wait, did we lose him? Cylon's got him.
The first time I chose rehab, can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you now.
We got you now.
Okay, got you. No, I was saying the first time I chose rehab, I ended up having to get surgery anyway. So I feel like the more that you choose rehab, it's like you're kind of increasing your chances of further injury and pushing back your true recovery time. So, I mean, for me, the first time it was like, I feel like I can rehab it back. And then clearly when I did get back, everything wasn't all of what I thought it was. And then clearly made it worse and re-injured more things. So for me, it was just trying to get healthy. And I know surgery was a big part of that.
Man, it's always scary. Like whenever you do surgery, you know, just because like surgery itself is just kind of scary. Yeah. What was the scariest part for you?
Honestly, it was more so after the fact, like when I woke up, because of course you do the IVs, they take you back there in the operating room, everything like that. But I didn't realize, I feel like I don't want to say that like spiked my IV, but I really don't even remember them giving me the anesthesia. Like I was out almost before that. So it was like, when I woke up, I'm like, dang, when did you even give me the anesthesia or anything like that? But I think that I really forgot. They ended up giving me something that was like, you're kind of going to forget what's going to happen kind of after you leave this room. So I feel like that part kind of scared me a little bit after the fact. I'm like, man, y'all could have did almost anything to me. I would have never even knew. It was kind of scary.
I've had a couple of surgeries, and that moment is fascinating, because they were like, oh, count back from 100, and you're like 99, and then like
you're not even getting to 95.
Right. It's 7 hours later, and you're in a room, and you have a catheter, and you're like, what's
going on? You guys are making me remember when I had ACL surgery a long time ago, and the doctor afterwards told me that there was a moment they had to move me onto a table, and I lost my my ish. Like, I was furious, and they like had to hold me down and stuff. Like,
you don't even remember it.
No, I don't. I have absolutely no memory of it. It's crazy what happens to the body.
Well, I get, you know, because I have Crohn's, I have a colonoscopy every year, right? So that they give you, they don't put you to sleep. They do what's called like a twilight.
Oh yeah.
And I've had those moments where they're like, oh, all right, yeah, you're gonna probably get a little bit sleepy. And you're like, okay. And you start counting backwards or whatever. And then I remember one time I was like, all right, so when are we doing this?
Yeah, it's already done.
It was done. Like my mom was like, what are you talking about? It was over 45 minutes ago.
Man, it's crazy. Jalen, you put out a video on your Instagram, I think, and you showed everybody.
Oh, yeah, like a week ago.
Yeah, the drainage bag. You like showed everybody that. Like that's some freaky stuff. Is that your first time with a drainage bag like that?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I've only had shoulder surgery, so I mean, nothing is really too much for the shoulder surgeries. But for that, of course, I mean, they told me it was going to be a dream, but I didn't know what it would look like. But of course, when I woke up and I seen it, and I like was pretty much like having to operate with it, it was kind of, for me, it was a situation that I was familiar with, somewhat seeing, because my sister, she had a stroke when she was younger, so she's been battling some health things, and she has a colostomy bag. So I remember I used to help her change it and all those things, and it's like I looked at mine, I'm like, dang, like that's crazy. Like my, like granted, mine was completely different as far as what was draining out of my body, but for that, it's just like it made me like think about her in that moment. It's like, dang, she really like had a colostomy bag and was battling real things. So for me, when I was seeing, I'm like, at least mine is kind of getting bad stuff out, and it's not. So just gave me that gratitude in a way, when I to be able to really walk, to be able to have this like drain, and knowing that I'm getting better. And there's people that deal with bigger issues all the time, so it was kind of like a full circle moment for me. Being able to, of course, have it is not ideal, but for me, I was kind of looking past and looking like into it a little deeper.
Are you walking around yet?
Yeah, for sure. It's crazy. They had me pretty much like, part of the protocol is like to move around a little bit each day, kind of moving forward. So, I mean, of course, now I'm at a different point where I'm moving pretty good. I'm almost back to normal as far as moving around the house. But I know I was kind of taking some steps the first day, or the day after, I would say. I can't remember part, but I know right after surgery, pretty much I was moving around, walking around, doing some things. And then, of course, trying to get into I was walking around trying to get.
I swear, it is like the Cylons don't want us to finish our conversation with Jalen.
Mic check.
Yeah, we got you.
What was the last thing you heard?
Well, let's move. We're good though, Jalen. Like the did you I don't know. Have you talked to Tyreek? I don't know if you're allowed to be in touch with your team as of right now, but like you're
he's allowed.
It. Okay, well, good.
Yeah. But I was allowed, the crazy word.
I don't know what the rules are, but like we played a highlight in the Open. Tyreek is balling right now. Like,
yeah,
that's
for sure.
Oh man, it's so cool. And the way he's been talking about learning and like, you know, opening his mind to stuff and like looking at film in different ways and stuff. This feels like a really good moment for Tyreek Stevenson, your partner in the secondary. We're happy for him. So wondered if you had a chance. Yeah, maybe the Cylons don't want it.
I haven't talked to them, of course, watching. Hello, mic check. They ain't got me.
No, we got you, but you keep kind of going in and out.
Yeah, you guys too on my end.
That's messed up.
You you can kind of see a switch that flipped in his head, I would say, since the Dallas game. Just starting with the forced fumble, and just really the aggression of what you see, and now kind of just seeing the way that he moves around, the way that he makes plays, is definitely something that for myself is beautiful to see, because that's something I've been wanting him to do since he came into the building, to really flip that switch, because he can be dominant when he gets his mind on that level. So for me, it's beautiful. I want to see him continue to do that throughout the year and continue to make those plays at a high level.
What did it mean to you? I mean, obviously you're watching from afar, but what did it mean to you to watch those guys rally in that game against Vegas and go into the bye at 2-2?
depends a lot, because I mean, honestly, going, of course, you're doing that thing, I would say, for the most part. Of course, Genty got loose a little bit, but outside of that, I feel like they played a heck of a game. And then it kind of just really got to the end, and it was like one of those here we go again moments. And then when Black blocked the kick, it was like, man, thank God we can be on the other side of it. And I shot Josh a text after, like, thank you for saving us. So it's just, you get to see all the guys making plays in different areas of the game, whether it's special teams or on defense. So it's really a beautiful thing to see the DB room making plays.
What is the level of connectivity and communication for you with coaches during this time, Jalen?
Honestly, not too much. I mean, if I see him throughout the building crossing paths or something, we'll talk and check in. I know Al sends a lot of texts to me just checking in every few days, just seeing how I'm doing, how my mental doing. But other than that, I will say that's really it. Oh, dang, they got us again.
Yeah, I think they got you. Jalen, we'll try another time, man. We're too much in and out. We appreciate you checking back in, man. We've been wondering how you're doing. Glad to hear that that things are going all right physically, and we hope to get you back, man. That's for sure.
Yes, indeed. We got to get this connection going, too.
We'll get there.
We appreciate it, man. Have a good one.
No doubt, you too.
Thanks, Jalen. It's Jalen Johnson. Doing his best to get connected.
Surgeries, man. Someone said it sounded like three old guys talking about injury. Well, yeah, like surgery is a thing. And there's some surgeries are scarier than others. And shout out to everyone who has had to learn and adjust to living with a colostomy bag, because it is not a lot of fun for people, and it completely changes your lifestyle. So shout out to them. Like, that's definitely something, like, in the Crohn's colitis, you know, colon cancer community that you have to go through and be trained on. Hmm. So I know a little bit about that. Not a lot, but a little bit about it. It is scary stuff.
It is the Bears bye week, which came at a really convenient time for the Cubs and the Cubs coverage. I think it's a very nice gesture by the Bears to take this bye during the MLB playoffs.
I really wanted the bye to be later.
I know, but now we know why it was early.
Oh, it was for the Cubs.
It's for us as a radio station, us as a sports town to focus. So now we can get back to wondering why Justin Turner is leading off for the Cubs tonight in place of Michael Bush.
It'll be fine, right?
It could totally be fine.
It's gonna be fine.
Bush might be in after Aaron Ashby, no matter what. If there's other lefties, it still might be Bush in, because Ashby is a specific kind of lefty who throws certain kinds of pitches that are death on Michael Bush. But either way, Craig took the bait, and now
I really don't want that to be the
headline.
Yeah,
I mean, it's
I want it to be Craig outsmarted Murph,
and maybe that will be the case.
That's what I want to have happen.
Sometimes the fish eats the worm right off the hook, and you got nothing. That happens.
Is that an old saying?
Nope. I just made it up. It's old homespun Jewish wisdom, Jewish fishing wisdom, baseball fishing Jewish wisdom.
Jewish fisherman's draft.
I'm gonna go with Jesus. Number one,
oh, yeah.
Overall.
That's a good call. Also, Jewish carpenter draft. He goes high in that one, too.
He does.
Yeah.
Real high.
Yeah.
Although no one ever has, you know, talked about, like, that's not a part of his life that anyone ever really talks about.
Right. Do we know, like,
was he good at it? I imagine he was.
I would assume so. But no, it's a good point. I've never seen any of the structures that he worked on. Did he make a chest of drawers or something? These are the important questions. You see what happens when Craig takes the bait? We fall apart just a little bit.
All right. Let's,
we're going to be fine, though. Everything's going to be fine.
I guess.
Oh, my goodness. This ball game tonight.
Oh, and I guess Zach has got a interview with Justin Turner. So inside the pregame tonight, you'll be able to hear it. So that's good.
Good.
Tanny, what are we doing next?
I mean, I like David Sampson.
Oh, yeah, possibly. That's right.
Yeah,
let's do that. Let's do that.
I know it's not a great tease, but
no, it's a good tease when you have someone who a lot of people in Chicago don't like, and then you go, is the enemy of my enemy my friend? We'll explain next here on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Just to be clear, like, we love fun.
Afternoons on the Score.
You know, Jerry Reinsdorf, when I first got into baseball, I've never told this story before, and I like Jerry very much, and I'm sorry, Jerry, but here it comes. He sat me down. I was 32 years old, just in baseball for my first of 18 years, and he said, you know what? Here's my best advice to you. Finish in second place every single year, because your fans will say, wow, we've got a shot. We're in it. But there's always the carrot left. There's always one more step to take.
Now, Jerry has denied that that conversation between he and David Sampson happened. People have feelings about David Sampson, and I understand it.
I've got mixed feelings.
I've worked through mine. I like David Sampson a lot.
Well, as a media person, it's a phenomenal addition. It's undeniable, the value that he's bringing as a media person. As a baseball person, when he was working, that is entirely worthy of debate some other time for lots and lots of reasons. But as a media person, incredibly valuable.
He has shared some other stories that kind of tangentially have Jerry Reinsdorf connected to it. You may have noticed that this weekend he talked a lot about his relationship with Derek Jeter, and it didn't paint Derek Jeter in a great light. But attached to that was Jerry Reinsdorf.
Yeah. My son was with me when Jerry Reinsdorf in Cooperstown approached and said, oh, it must not be pleasant having him as your father. Jeez. That's what Jerry Reinsdorf said to my son.
That's loving.
Jeez.
Yeah. I mean, and the whole Jeter thing that goes along with it. See, David is one of those guys, he wants to be able to reach out and shake your hand, even if he has said all kinds of things about you.
I think my last text from Jerry was, you have some nerve wishing me a happy birthday. That was. Because I do wish him a happy birthday.
That is another favorite thing you do.
I'm a birthday person. I like saying happy birthday, and his birthday is the same as my late sister who passed away way too young, and they have the same birthday. So I've always known Jerry's birthday. So I always text him on his birthday. And I have it here. I mean, it was.
Please read it, because it is like it's one of the funnier things about just how you do human interaction is that you are also just like cheerily out of the ether wishing people happy birthday when the last memory they have of you is, I fucking hate that guy.
Happy birthday. Sending best wishes and hoping all is well. Have you no shame? I'm telling you, it's right there. It's literally right there.
Have you no shame in response to that specific birthday message?
I'd like to tell you I'm making it up.
That's a wrap.
If you want to go listen to the whole thing, Pablo Torre finds out.
Oh, my God.
I also will tell you that the episode, Pablo Torre's podcast is amazing. We all know that. But the episodes with David Sampson and John Skipper, if you want to know what runs the business of broadcasting and sports broadcasting, their pod every month or so is outstanding. I can't recommend it enough.
Man.
It's a lot, right?
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot.
We know people who have had similar interactions with Jerry.
Yeah. You know, Team Jerry on the David Sampson thing, on the personal front. But Team Sampson on the media offering and value front.
Yeah. All
right. That's where I am.
Okay.
To be honest, we're all still trying to wrap our heads around.
We really are, Kurt. The whole day.
I hate you, Danny. All right.
I'm going to go run some wind sprints by the loading dock.
Rami is going to be on the airway, so we're going to stay live and local for you leading up to Cubs pregame. And inside of Cubs pregame, Zach's going to have an interview with leadoff man Justin Turner. For Alex, for Tanny, for my partner Matt Spiegel, I'm Lawrence Holmes saying thank you for the love and support. You show this show every single day. We will do our best to repay the favor tomorrow. Full boat show. We'll see how it turns out for Craig and them boys tonight here on The Score.
Wow, this has just been such a pleasure. I'm such a lucky boy. I can't wait to go home.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.